This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Just tuned into Body Matters on Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. with me, Alana Ulifiu, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. I will be your host for the next hour with a very exciting topic on intimacy regarding children and family as a unit. As you know, in this program, I invite people who are involved in different ministries to share what they are doing in the body of Christ. And hopefully this is to bless you and to connect you to them. In the studio, I have a very special guest, Ria de Boer, and she is very Afrikaans, and I am English. So the interview will go as follows. I'm going to ask the questions in English, and she's going to speak Afrikaans. And I think it's just so that we can express ourselves better. And so, yeah, so without further ado, welcome, Ria. How are you?
Fine, bye bye, dankie.
Oh, it's so nice to have you with us. And I think this is going to be such an interesting topic, especially when it comes to family matters. Ria, you've been part of Power Kids, and you've been with children's ministry for a very, very long time. And I know that you don't just have a passion for children, but you also have a passion for families as a unit. Okay, so yeah, so we're just going to talk about intimacy then, and you can share a little bit about that. Ria, I just want to ask you, can you just share with us just a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the children's ministry?
Goed, ek het so 25 jaar gelede het ek profetiese woord gekry dat ek gaan wees soos 'n hen met kuikens, altyd kinders om my. Toe het ek nog nie self kinders gehad nie. En dit is toe presies wat met my gebeur het. Ek het altyd kinders om my. Was altyd vir my verskriklik lekker, ek groot voorreg. Ek was so 12 jaar gelede was ek by Doxadayo verantwoordelik vir hulle kinderbediening. En toe ek daar weg is, het ek weer by Powerhouse. Tot vandag toe is ek nog die kinderpastoor by Powerhouse. Ja, iemand by wie ek baie geleer het, is Esme Schmid. Sy het jare gelede by Powerhouse opleiding gegee vir mense wat met kinders werk. En uit dit het ons te begin met 'n groep van kinderkerkhoofde wat gereeld by mekaar kom om mekaar te ondersteun. So ons is nou al 7, 8, 9 verskillende gemeentes. Dit is verskriklik lekker dat dit gaan nie oor elkeen se kerk nie. Ja. Dit gaan regtig waar oor om die koninkryk van Jesus uit.
Yes.
Ons help en ondersteun mekaar. So dis baie spesiaal.
And I think it's good that churches connect because there's such a need for people to interact with other churches that you're not isolated on your own. Yeah. We're going to be back with a short music break after this break. Thanks. You've just tuned into Body Matters with Alana Ulifiu, and my guest is Ria de Boer. And our topic of discussion is intimacy with the father, especially when it comes to children and family. Ria, why is the topic of intimacy with God so important to you?
For a long time, the church have programs for children's church. We have taught children about God, but not to experience Him, His presence, and to walk in His power. And it's God's greatest desire that we might have an intimate, passionate, love relationship with Him. When we walk with Him closely, we will be transformed in our innermost being, but our attitude will change, our choices will change, your thoughts will change. You will become like God without any self-effort to try and be what God created us to be. Because when we walk with God, streams of living water flow from within us, and that is God's nature that is alive in us. The value of a close relationship with God can change the course of your life. There are too many people who know about God but don't have a relationship with God, and that you actually call just a religion. Yes. So many people is just in a religion.
And it's so interesting because I just coming back to that being religion. You know, sometimes when I grew up, you know, we also used to go to church and read the Bible and say the Our Father, but I realized that didn't make you a Christian. You know, it doesn't make you a Christian because it is an intimate relationship.
Ek sê dit vir die kinders, as jy in 'n motorhuis bly, maak dit nie van jou motor nie. As jy in 'n bakkery bly, dan word jy nie 'n koekie met jou rabbel nie. As jy in 'n huis bly waar jou ouers dalk kinders van die Here is, dis nie te sê. So dis eintlik baie gevaarlik dat kinders net aanneem dat omdat ek in 'n ouer huis groot word waar die Bybel gelees word en ons gaan kerk toe, is ek nou 'n kind van die Here.
En
baie kinders is baie geskok as jy vir hulle vra, is jy seker dat as jy nou iets oorkom dat jy hemel toe gaan, dat niemand nog ooit vir hulle gevra, hoorie, het jy al by die punt gekom dat jy 180 grade omdraai?
The decision.
Maar dit kos 'n duur prys om gehoorsaam te wees. Jy moet voor die tyd 'n besluit neem dat jy gaan werk aan jou intieme verhouding met God. Dit beteken dat ek besluit, ek gaan in die aand vroeër slaap, sodat ek vroeër môreoggend kan wakker word. En Jesus het vir ons 'n voorbeeld gestel. Die Bybel sê vroeg in die môre, toe dit nog nag was, het hy na die berg toe gegaan en met sy hemelse pappa gepraat. En dit is ook vir ons 'n voorbeeld. Soos wat ons finansies ons first fruits gee ons ook die beste van ons dag, die eerste van ons dag, die eerste tyd van ons dag. En jy het al baie keer ervaar, as jy 'n dientjie in die oggend gehoor het, dan bly daai dientjie die hele dag in jou kop maak. En dit is hoekom dit so belangrik is om in die oggend, dis jou beste, om in die oggendtyd te maak. Maar as jy nie besluit, ek gaan my wekker stel vir daardie tyd nie, dan kan jy maar soos in by die punt kom met jou manie, ek wil net so bietjie lê, ek wil so bietjie lê. En as mens nou begin kom by dat jy nou lekker hierdie verhouding met hom het, dan word jy eintlik al, ek word al wakker voor my wekker afgaan, want dis hierdie opgewondenheid in my gees van, ek kan nie wag vir dit wat ek gister gehad het om weer dit te ervaar nie.
No, that is amazing.
So, we have to become hungry and thirsty for God and His presence. Scripture teaches us that God responds to our hunger and our thirst. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, for He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
Yes, amen. Tell me, Ria, you've worked with children for a very long time. And when you work with children, how do you practically get them to connect with God? Because we're talking about intimacy and especially with kids.
Acts 2 verse 17 says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. It's important that you, firstly believe that the children you are working with can hear God's voice, can be used by God, regardless of whether you like the child or not. And to believe that there's not an Holy Spirit just for the kids. The same Holy Spirit that inside us is in the children. And we teach them also that they must know. Ek glo dat kinders kan aanvoel hoe jy oor hulle voel. Daarom bid ek ook voor die tyd en vra dat Abba sy liefde vir daai kind en spesifiek baie keer as dit juist hierdie woelige enetjie is, in my hart sal uitstort. Want jy bereik net soveel meer met hulle as hulle kan aanvoel dat jy regtig waar omgee. So om prakties te wees, practical ways to activate children in the presence of God, tell stories from scripture about God and who He is. Romans 10 verse 17 says that builds our faith. Teach them that they can have access to God. They must believe that. Teach children that they can know the heavenlies. Baie aande, ek en my dogtertjie gesels baie graag, as sy nie slaap raak, dan sal ons nou gesels en sê, vertel my bietjie, wat sien jy uit na in die hemel? Hoe gaan dit wees? Hoe dink jy gaan dit wees? Yeah. Wat gaan vir die lekkerste wees? Dat ons bietjie meer heavenly mind raak, dat ons bietjie meer, want ons is so, ons die kinders is so bang, en vooral nou met ook met die COVID, en vol vrees en sulke tipe van dinge, dat het is belangrik, dat hulle moet eindelijk weet, dit is eindelijk waar ons op pad is.
And I think sometimes children have got more, they're more in tune with God because they're still so pure. You know, I think as adults, we get conditioned not to hear God's voice with a busy life. You know, God's always talking to us. And I believe with children, they are actually more sensitive to hearing God's voice. I think they've still got that pureness about them and they're still so in tune. But as you grow older, people seem to lose the sense of connecting with the Father.
Ja, ek kan vir jou voorbeeld noem, een van my dogtertjies se beste maatjies. Sal byvoorbeeld die eerste keer voor toe sy by ons kom kuier, toe sê sy al vir haar mamma, presies hoe lyk ons banke en toe sy dit al klaar gesien.
Wow.
So toe sy instap sê, "Ag, dis presies die kleur wat sy dit gesien het." So, ag en hulle het eintlik al bewys dat kinders op in die laerskool is juist baie meer sensitief, want wanneer hulle begin skool toe gaan, is daar so baie ander dinge wat hulle kop besig hou. En dis wat met ons groot mense gebeur. Mm. So ons moet probeer met kindertjies terwyl hulle nog klein is, te kan kry dat hulle kan, want as hulle dit eers beleef,
yes.
Dan is het vir hulle lekker, dan is het, hulle raak verslaafd daar, en is vir hulle lekker.
Ja.
Dat is een sientjie, ek het hulle geleer, ek bedien baie by skool, en ek het vir hulle nou geleer hoe om in sy teenwoordigheid te gaan, en stil te raak, en hy sê, dit is vir my so lekker, toe sy mom roep om te kom eet, en dan kan hy, nee, ek wil nie nou gaan nie, dit is nie so lekker. So,
yes.
Ja, so as hulle dit verstaan, dan is het vir hulle regtig waar baie lekker. En dis ook om jy kry dat, jy kan, jy hoef nie bang te wees vir kindertjies wat woelig is ensovoorts nie, want as hulle in die gees bedien word, dan is hulle rustiger, hulle is net, hulle wil amper nie dan, hulle het nie dan tyd of kans eindelijk om dan woelig te wees nie.
Yes, now I agree with you, I think it's a much more in tune, yes.
Ja, en dan nog iets wat een mens kan doen, is something that you can share testimonies of how you experience his presence. Ask children to put their hand on their heart and to ask God, God, put your love over me. Pour your love over me. Fill me with your presence. And next, let the children sit quietly in God's presence to hear his thoughts. Ek het dit verlede Sondag met hulle gedoen.
Okay.
En dit is so, jy kan sien in hulle gesiggies, party loop die traan. Die enigie kan sê na die tyd vir my, Tannie, ek het so hartseer geraak. Then we use encounter stations. It is a place or space where you engage with God according to a specific theme. For example, the throne. At this station, a chair is decorated to look like a king's throne. Children sit on his throne to think about God's love. While sitting on the throne, they can receive a crown, a kingly robe, and a prophetic word for them. They love it. Ach, other examples are taste and see that God is good. Who am I? Tent of meeting. For me, more info on encounter stations, visit Laura Griffith's website. These encounter stations can be set up at home also and used as a family time or moments with God. Isma Schmidt used the encounter stations for training for children's church, volunteers and pastors, and it works amazingly. Wanneer die mense wat met die kinders gaan werk, dit self ervaar, om dan te kan, want nou kan hulle soos in dit gaan deel wat hulle self ervaar het. So nou en dan bedien ons kinders die volwassenes dan in die gemeente aan die einde van die diens. Elkeen kry dan 'n skoon papier met kruite, dan sit of hulle ergens en hulle luister na aanbiddingsmusiek saggies, en nou kan hulle teken of skryf wat hulle sien. En dan neem ons hulle na die gemeente toe, en dan gaan staan hulle voor die gemeente, en hulle vra vir Heilige Gees, om vir hulle te wys vir wie was dit wat hulle gekry het. En nou gee ons vir die volwassenes kans om weer te getuig van wat dit vir hulle beteken. Een van ons vorige aanbiddingsleiers vertel dat hy gehoor het dat hy nie meer deel van die aanbiddingsspan moet wees nie. En hy vra toe vir bevestiging en sy prentjie was 'n musiekinstrument op 'n altaar.
Oh, wow.
En daar kry hy vir sy bevestiging deur 'n kind. So daar is verskriklik baie gedes en wat verskriklik interessant is, mense is nou half bang, want party van die kindertjies is skaam en bang. Daai introverte is baie keer die oudjies wat na die tyd vir my sê, "Tannie, dit was so lekker gewees, ek wil nog." So hulle wil net nog en nog en nog. So mense, ons groot mense is eintlik half bang, ons vrees. So ons vrees dan baie keer in die pad vir dit wat die Here met die kinders wil doen.
Yes.
En ons moet net soos in toelaat. Dis vir ons ook vreemd.
Yes.
Vooral as jy dit die eerste keer of twee doen, maar dit is regtig baie spesiaal.
I also want to add to that because I remember once in ministry, one of the children also had to draw pictures and also give it to people in the congregation. And I think my daughter drew a dog. God gave her this picture of a dog and she drew it. And she went to go and give it to someone in the congregation. And it was so amazing because I knew the person that she gave it to. And when the person came to me afterwards, she said, "Your daughter gave me a picture of a dog." And I was trusting God whether I should get a puppy or not.
Wow.
And I think that is so amazing. And I also remember I was once at Bethel Church in California in America, and they were just talking about their, you know, their children's groups and how they operate. And it was just one of these stories where one of these girls were drawing a picture of a storm, a cyclone or whatever you call it. They get those tornadoes. And she took it to the teacher, and the teacher asked, well, the Sunday school teacher, what is it? And she said, "I think a tornado is going to hit Mexico." Very specific. And, well, you know, the teacher, you know, they wasn't sure, you know, if this is, you know, from God or not. And apparently there was a tornado, I think, that hit Mexico a week after that. So that was just confirmation that the children are so in tune. They've already got the gifts. I mean, we've all got the gifts, you know, whether we're prophetic, whether we're evangelist or whatever it is that God has given us. And I think when you are little or young, you operate in that already and without even knowing it. And I think when life happens, you know, that's when things start. You kind of tune out of that. And we need to get our kids back to the place where they are sensitive again, where we need to train them that we don't only speak to God, but God talks to us.
Yes.
And whether it's visually, whether it's audibly, whether it's through music. And I think that is amazing, Ria.
Yes.
And Ria, you also, I know that you've also got a heart for family because you work with children and I know working with kids, you also get to know a lot of things and you also connect with the families. And so you've also got a passion for the family as a unit. And just a few examples, how can the family practically, you know, connect with God?
Ja, ek het groot geword in 'n huis waar ons elke aand huisgodsdienst gehou het. Party mense noem dit dalk iets anders soos boeke vat. Dit bly vir my van die kosbaarste tye vir 'n gesin. Dit is net belangrik dat mens altyd moet onthou dat dit moet vir die kinders 'n aangename ervaring wees. So pappa, mama moet nou nie, hulle moet nou nie skel en skree en sukkel met kinders daar te kry nie. Ek glo kinders gebruik hulle sintuie. So daarom is dit vir my, ek sal byvoorbeeld vir hulle ietsie spesiaalie om te eet, maar dis nou baie spesiaal. Dit moet regtig, hulle moet, dis amper daai van taste and see that God is good. Hulle moet hierdie, hulle breintjie moet soos en sê, as ek aan hierdie lekker iets dink, ja, dis toe ons laas is en met Jesus gepraat het.
It must be such a good memory to get together.
To look forward to. En dit moet nie verveeld is elke aand precies dieselfde nie. So dis nie precies soos in almal moet dit nou precies net so doen nie. So ek kan nou noem hoe ons het byvoorbeeld as gesin doen. En party anders sal ons nagmaal hou. En dan sal my man partykeer vir die ouer seun sê, "Goed, vanaand hou jy die nagmaal." Dit mense sê, want dis die plek in die gesin waar die kinders kan leer. Hulle mag maar foute maak. So as jou kinders nou nog jonk is, dan is dit belangrik dat jy vir hulle ietsie kry om hulle besig te hou. Jy kan sê net maar vir hulle klei of inteerboeke of iets wat hulle kan maar kinders is, hulle gee stel op wat gesê word.
Yes.
Ek het byvoorbeeld een keer in die gemeente gesit en die kinders het by my allemaal gesê, dit was vakantie gewees, en die seentjie het met sy rug gesit na die persoon wat gepreek het, en die persoon het 'n woord gesê, en die seentjie sê vir my, "Tannie, dit beteken dit," en toe weet ek, en ek moet nou sê, dit was nou een van die voelige seentjies, gewees, ek het regtig nie gedink, hy hoor wat gesê word nie. So, moet nie dink, as jou kind se oë nie die hele tyd daai persoon sien, dat hy nie hoor wat gesê word nie. So, dat hulle, want dit maak het hulle langer deel gaan wees, en hulle hoor nou nog steeds. So, dit moet nou ietsie wees wat hy nie raas nie. So ja, ons begin lekker om saam die Here te loof en te prys. Ons maak beurte, want ek het nou jonger kinders nie gesien, ek het ouer kinders wat hulle uit die skool uit is, so hulle maak beurte, en elkeen kry kan nou kies, ek wil graag vanaand so sin, prys die Here sing, en die ander wil dalk ietsie Engels sing, so dat hulle voel dat hulle word, elkeen ook
everybody's
kan
pag geneem. Yes.
Ja, dan lees ons Bybel, en dit is ook, soos in partykeer sal iemand anders lees. Dis nie altyd papa wat lees nie.
Ek is berei iemand dit voor of berei julle dit voor?
Ja, ons het nou 'n nuwe boek van Sarah van Vieren, Spirit, dis 'n School of the Spirit. So in die oggend as ek en my man saam tyd spandeer, dan lees ek en hy so lank dat ons weet vanaand gaan dit wees wat ons eintlik vanaand met die kinders gaan deel. Okay. Ons nou al voorbereid is. Maar partykies sal een van hulle vir ons kom sê hierdie dag, kan ek vanaand huisgesins hou? Kan ek vanaand en iets deel. So partykeer het een van hulle sien nou maar iets op YouTube gesien of 'n mooi boodskap gekry wat hulle voel, oh, ons moet dit partykeer. Ja, so dan en ag ons sal partykeer sommer net na iemand se boodskap luister of kyk. So dis hoekom ek sê dit moenie elke aand presies dieselfde wees nie. Dit moet opwindend bly.
And I also think I know that your family sounds very enthusiastic to you know to do Bible study together and to get together. And I know in reality it's not always like that. Sometimes with teenagers, it's such a mission to get them there or to pull them away from what they are doing. So I think what you were saying is it's so good to make it an eventful experience, you know, something they can look forward to, and especially if you've got younger kids, like you said, maybe make cookies or whatever. And I know it seems like you, you know, something to attract them, but if it works and the word of God is getting in, you know, that they are experiencing it, then I still think that's great.
Ja, ons het al as dit vakansies en daar's nou nie kinderkerk nie, dan het ons sien en gesê kom ons gaan see toe. Elkeen bring hulle Bybel en ons sit lekker op die strand en ons kan mekaar sien, maar nie regtig waar hoor nie. Dat 'n mens ook soos in hulle kan met Jesus praat en dis net so lekker in die natuur. Ja. Dat 'n mens dit so 'n bietjie kreatief ietsie anders ook doen. Goed en dan dan bid ons lekker vir mekaar. So ons vra ook vir mekaar, is daar ietsie wat ons môre vir jou moet bid? Wat gebeur môre in jou lewe? En ons het lekker baie keer om die volgende aand te kan hoor, onthou jy ons het daarvoor gebid? Dit het gebeur. Daar was 'n wonderwerk geweest of wat het gebeur. En dan is dit baie belangrik en ek dink dis van baie mense die fout maak is ons lees en ons sing en ons bid en ons is klaar. Ja. Maar hy wil met ons almal met ons praat. Mm. So nou wag ons dat hy met ons praat. So ons het 'n joernaal en dan skryf ons daarin wat het ons gehoor. Ek sal byvoorbeeld hoor New Beginnings en dan sal ek sien my dogtertjie is besig om terwyl ek dit kry sal sy begin teken 'n boom, 'n droë boom, maar met nuwe blaartjies wat uitkom.
Oh, wow.
So dit stem ooreen met mekaar. En dan sal my man moet met dieselfde tipe van ons dit is verskriklik spesiaal. Om die bevestiging te kry. Of sy teken kat oortjies en dan kry ek spits julle ore en hoor wat die Heilige Gees vir julle wil sê. So dit versterk gesin verskriklik. Om dit ook op skrif te kan sit en te kan sien, wow, al is hulle klein, is eintlik die jongste van dit, sy geniet die meeste van almal, sy kan nie wag nie.
Yes.
En om te besef, al is ek jong, die jongste, dat ek kan ook hoor.
Yes.
Hy praat met my ook.
I think that's such an important message to bring across to kids, that they can hear God's voice. You know, we all can hear God's voice, but we don't always tune into God's voice. And God is always speaking to us. And I think if we can teach our children that they are able to hear God's voice, whether it's in nature, whether it's through drawing, whether it's through the Word of God, whether it's even a song, that somewhere in there, God is always talking to us. And I feel even as an adult, We've lost that and we need to get that back. And I think that's why God says we need to have childlike faith. You know, we need to get back to that because I know we pray and then we just carry on. But actually, it's a two-way street and God actually wants to talk to us also.
Die kinders verstaan nogal as jy vir hulle vertel. Jy het nou 'n maatjie, jy het nou 'n vriend. Hoe gaan dit vir jou voel as jy net die hele tyd praat?
Yes.
En daai arme maatjie kry nie die kans nie. Ek dink hy gaan my vriend wil wees nie, want dis wat 'n intieme verhouding beteken is.
That's
jy
right.
Praat, ek praat, jy praat, ek praat, maar ek moet partykeer ook stil bly dat jy kan praat.
Right.
En dit is dieselfde en dit is wat intieme verhouding beteken is. Ons is intiem met mekaar.
I also find I know that we don't always have Bible study in the evening, but the one thing that we do as a family, and that every morning when I take my kids to school, we pray. that is the time where we as a family get together. Because when I get up in the morning, it's busy, busy, packing in lunches. And you know, you're on the run and you need to get yourself done and get to work. And I found that that is something that I established when the kids were really little. Because my children are in high school and my daughter's at university. And, you know, the minute I get in the car to take them to school, and I just hesitate, or my mind's elsewhere. They say, "Mom, when are you going to pray?" And I find that even in that short time, we pray together. So we pray for the day, we pray for protection, and we put the armor of God on, because I think that is so important.
Yeah,
like you say, to start your day off with God. And whatever the needs are, you know, if they're writing a test or if they're writing exams, then we pray for each other. And whatever the need is, and I feel, I know that it's not always, you know, sitting together in the evenings, but sometimes, even if it's that 5 or 10 minutes where you can connect and you pray as a family, I still think that that strengthens you in that time. So I find that, yeah, that my kids love that, and we, that's our time. And it's so interesting because my husband doesn't normally take them to school. But apparently, when he took them to school, they asked him, "So, aren't you going to pray for us?" And he said, okay, is this what you guys do?" And even now, when he takes them, okay, then he knows this is prayer time. So I think that is awesome. Anyway, that's just an example of what we do as a family. You know, we don't always get the time, but that is our time. That always, you know, we always pray.
Yeah.
Anyway, but another question that I also want to ask you is, what suggestions can you make? You know, sometimes you are in a relationship where maybe the mother's saved and the father's not, and it's difficult to get the family together to actually, you know, have that quiet time. Have you got any suggestions around that?
Yeah, what you sow, you will reap. So always respect that member of your family, then that person will respect you back. You cannot force your beliefs on someone else.
Yeah, that's right.
So always remember, the miracle's name is love. Love that family member unconditionally, always. Mm. It's a great testimony to just love that person. If you have your family time together, respect that person. Don't make noises that's.
Do you think that's going to irritate them?
Yes. So keep that person in mind and respect that person's life also.
And I also think, coming back to that question, you know, there's that scripture in the Bible says that a husband will be won over by his wife's ways. So it's not her words, her ways. And I know it's not always easy said than done, you know, but I think sometimes it's just, like you said, it's the love, it's what you do, not always what you say, that can win that person's heart over. And I also think, you know, there's a time where you need to step out and do what you have to do, whether it means you want to get your kids together and pray with them. And I think we should do that. We should go ahead and do that. And if it is a problem, then you pray for God for another solution or a way around it where you can still minister to your kids, you know, or whatever, if you're the father or the mother, that you want to have the quiet or Bible study time, and it's not always, you know, a comfortable place to do it.
Ja, maar ek dink is belangrik dat mens nog steeds, al is daar een byvoorbeeld in die gesin wat nie saam dit wil doen nie, moenie dat die ander glad nie 'n tyd het wat hulle saam dit doen nie. So, kry dan 'n vertrek waar dit nie die ander persoon pla nie en gaan julle daaraan. Dan kom daai persoon later by.
Yes, you never know. It's just stepping out in faith and doing what you have to do. We will be taking a short break and we'll be shortly with you. Welcome back to our program, Body Matters, with my guest, Ria Dubu. And we are just chatting about intimacy with God regarding children and the family in general. Ria, I just wanted to ask you, what is the father's role as head of the home?
Yeah,
Jo, is 'n baie belangrike rol.
Papa
is die priester en die hoof van die gesin. En dit beteken hy moet twee dinge doen. Hy moet by Abba Vader intree vir die redding en die geestelike groei van sy hele gesin. Tweedens moet hy die woord van God aan sy gesin verkondig en om dit te kan doen, moet hy daarmself 'n voorbeeld stel. Ek glo papas gaan eendag voor God rekenskap moet gee van die groot verantwoordelikheid wat hulle het. Baie van die probleme wat ons vandag met kinders en jongmense kry, is omdat papas nie hulle rol vervul nie. Navorsing toon dat jeugmisdadigers se papas meestal emosioneel afwesig is of was. Skoolmeisies wat swanger raak, het dikwels emosioneel afwesige papas. Sy soek dan emosionele sekuriteit by die seun. Mama is nie die priester in die hoof van die huis nie, maar ongelukkig gebeur dit omdat die pappa nou nie sy rol vervul nie, dat die mama nou die geestelike leiding nou maar neem. Maar nou gebeur dit, want jy laat nou eindelijk 'n deur oop vir die bose om te sê, kom steel, slag en vervoes, want as ons gaan sien dat dis wat die woord van die Here sê, as ons nie dit doen nie, dan maak ons 'n deur vir die duiwel oop.
And that reminds me of that scripture, household divided amongst itself will destroy itself.
Yes, yes, yes. Mense soos Henry Wright, M.K. Strydom, Caroline Leaf het bevind dat dit die grootste oorsaak is van ADHD, kleerblindheid, disleksie ensovoorts by kinders. Is wanneer pappa nie liefdevol in beheer van die huis is nie.
Sure. You know what, that also just, I've been in inner healing. I've been just blessed to be part of inner healing for a long time. And one of the things that come out of inner healing is the way that you as a adult perceive Father God is related to the way that your earthly father behaved. Or so there's a fine line between, you know, some people, when you ask them, how do you see Father God? And they'll say, Father God is so distant, or I see him sitting in a suit and he doesn't have time for me. And that is normally related to how they perceive their earthly fathers. And I do believe it's such a, I know it's a very, daunting task for a father of the house to take up that responsibility. But I believe that if they do take up that responsibility, that the children will have a better perspective of what Father God is like, and that loving, nurturing, kind, gentle, father. And it's easier for those children, or even as adults, to connect with God, to have a relationship with God. I know someone once told me that, you know, when I asked him, how does he see Father God? And he said, Father God is someone standing there with a whip. And I'm ready to beat him up any moment. And when he said, what was your earthly father like? And he said, my earthly father would beat me up for anything that I would do or say wrong. So there is that definite connection. So fathers, you have such an important role to play in your children's lives. And I believe that the mother is there to nurture, to love and everything. But I found also one thing, and no matter how many times I compliment my kids when I say, oh, well done. And they're like, oh, yeah, mom, whatever. But just let daddy say, you know what? That was amazing. And you see their faces lighten up. They don't want your approval. You know, they want Father God's approval. They want their earthly father's approval. And I find if the father doesn't install that in the household, I believe that even as an adult, you always grow up trying to please your earthly father and try and get that approval from him as much as you will work to earn Father God's love and acceptance. Ach, and it's just something, it just reminded me once again of that.
Ja, my gunsteling, my passie natuurlijk is as ek met hulle deel oor God se onvoorwaardelike liefde. En ek het dit nou die afgelope 3 sondae gedoen. Elke sondag is dit net so spesiaal. En as jy vir hulle met hulle deel dat Openbaring sê dat daar's vuur in sy oë. So as hy na jou kyk, dan brand dit alles weg wat jy verkeerd doen. So al wat hy sien is jy's perfek en volmaak.
Yes.
Ek onthou eendag by die skool toe ek het met die kinders deel. Toe sy dogtertjie wat jy kon sien sy glo dit amper die trane loop en ek het net besef dat sy dit definitief nie as 'n aardse pappa ervaar.
Yes.
Dat van haar pappa se kant of dat hy vir haar lief is onvoorwaardelik. Maak nie saak wat sy doen nie. So dis baie bevrydend vir kinders om te hoor dat maak nie saak wie jy is. Hy is vir jou verskriklik lief. Ek vang hulle eintlik baie keer en vra vir hulle, "Wat kan jy doen dat God vir jou meer lief is?" En dan sê baie wat is meer sin om jou bietjie by Bybel is. En dan sê ek nou, "Wat kan jy doen dat hy vir jou minder lief is?" Dan sê daai van, "Ek is stout." En dan sê ek, "Weet jy, nee, julle is almal verkeerd. Hy is vir jou perfek lief.
Yes.
Niks wat jy doen, omdat ons is so gewoond aan dit is waar hierdie religion spirit vandaan kom van ek moet iets doen om aanvaard te word. Niks wat ek doen gaan nou meer lief maak vir my of minder lief maak vir my nie. So dis baie bevrydend vir kinders. Soos jy sê, dit kom by die pappa se verantwoordelikheid. As pappa dan sit dit makliker om dit te glo en dit te ervaar.
And I mean, none of us are perfect. You know, no father's perfect, no mother's perfect. I think sometimes we just do the best that we can, you know. So I mean, there's no condemnation, but I think it's just that there is just such a responsibility, you know, to make our kids feel secure and loved, and just to connect them to, you know, to Father God. And so thank you, Ria, for that message. I think that we maybe we can just pray together, and especially for fathers and families. Would you like to lead us into prayer, Ria? Would you have something to say?
Yeah, can I get for nog deel?
Yes, of course.
Matthew 19, verse 14 says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these."
Amen.
Adults have to approach God with the faith, the trust, and the playfulness of a child. Matthew 18, verse 3 says, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven."
Wow.
Ek wil sommer net ter afsluiting sê dat as ouers besef hoe kragtig dit is as 'n man en 'n vrou saam bid, dan sal hulle nie die kans waag om nie saam te bid nie. Wanneer hulle saam bid, is dit meer kragtig as wanneer hulle alleen elk en alleen bid. Ek en my man probeer om regtig elke oggend saam te bid. Wat ek ook vir julle sal aanbeveel is Focus on a Family. Kan jy mis elke dag op hulle webwerf kan jy gaan op safamily.co.za en dan ek en my man luister in die aand. Luister ons vandag se boodskaps, net so 20 minute.
Nice,
so dis verskriklik oulik. En dan is daar 'n boek van Jennifer Toledo, Kinders in die Bonatuurlik, is in Engels ook beskikbaar, Children in the Supernatural. Jy kry dit by Koen Boeke.
Oh, wow.
Ek was sommer net soos in die storieke van Megan Finner. Megan is 5 jaar oud en sy het saam met haar boetie gegaan op 'n kamp. En die persoon wat toe die kamp aanbied het hulle uitgedaag, hulle was nou eintlik tieners gewees, om almal 'n afspraak te maak soos wat jy sal maak met jou verliefde. En sy het dit gehoor en toe sy by die huis kom, toe sê sy van mamma, ek het 5 uur die afspraak met Jesus. Niemand mag in my kamer kom nie. Sy het haar kamer mooi gesprinkel en sy het vir haar 'n mooi rokkie aangetrek en 'n tafeltjie reggesit met 2 sitplekkies vir haar en vir Jesus en presies 5 uur te hoor sy 'n klop aan die deur. En hulle het so 'n spesiale tyd gehad. Hy het vir haar gevra wat is vir haar gunsteling kos en hy het op 'n wolkie geneem met haar gunsteling kos arbeie en ertjies en hy het vir haar oral in die wêreld het hy vir haar gewys wat is hy in watter land besig om te doen en hy het so en dit het 'n gewoonte begin raak dat sy 'n afspraak maak met Jesus en sy was eintlik hierdie skaam dogtertjie gewees en dit het haar heeltemal haar hele lewe verander dat hierdie skaam dogtertjie begin praat het by party plekke oor die ervarings wat sy gehad het. So,
Now, I must say God is so real. I've seen that many times where people have an amazing encounter with God and especially in their quiet times and everything. And one friend of mine said when she has her quiet time with God, she puts out a cup of coffee for herself and a cup of coffee for God.
Oh, lekker.
And that is almost so practical, you know, the practical putting faith, you know, what this is faith to works, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that is so amazing. Oh, thanks, Ria, for sharing. So, yeah, I think we're going to pray. I think we should pray for families and, yeah, just God to just come into your homes and to bless you and, yeah, just to touch you.
Goed, Abba Vader, ek bid vandag vir gesinne, veral vir die papas, om hulle rol as priester en hoof van die huis te verheers. Bevry asseblief ons gesinne van die aaklige greep van die tegnologie, sodat ons eerder saam tyd kan maak om stil te word, die stem te hoor en gehoorsaam te wees. Mag ons hoor, die stem hoor, mag ons die voel, mag ons die ruik, mag ons regtig waar aangeraak word as gesinne. In die naam van Jesus Christus.
Father, I also just want to thank you for every single family that's out there that's listening to this broadcast, Father. And I pray that you will supernaturally, just Lord, just fill their household with your presence. Father, I just pray that you will draw them so near to you, that you'll give them such a hunger and a thirst to be intimate with you, Father, and that they will experience you as a real God, because you are a real God, Father. And Lord, that you speak to us continuously, Father. If we could just sit still for a few minutes, that we will hear your voice, Father. You speak to us in so many ways. And Father, I just pray for everybody out there, God, that they'll have such a desire to bring their children together, to bring their families together, Father, where they can just spend time with you, Lord. And to be intimate with you, Father God, and to know, Lord, that our lives mean absolutely nothing without you, Jesus. And Father, I just want to call in those people who don't know you, Father, who want to have a relationship with you, who want to hear your voice, Father, and experience you like never before, Father. I want to give them an opportunity, Father, to give their lives to you. So if you are there and you want this experience with God, you don't know him, you don't know anything about him, but you want that, you've got such a desire and a hunger for the Lord, I want to give you this opportunity to accept Jesus as Lord of your life. So just repeat after me. Jesus, I want you to be Lord and God of my life. Wash me clean with your blood. Forgive me of my sins, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you died on the cross for my sins. Thank you that you rose again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want you to be Lord over my life. Thank you, Father, that I now belong to you. In Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, believe that you are a child of God. Believe that you're a child of God. And that, you know, God, what you can't do, God can do over and abundant for you. Nothing is impossible for God. So I just want to thank you, everybody that has listened. And I want to thank Ria so much for coming and sharing with us. And I want to just give Ria's details to you. So if this program has blessed you and you would like to contact Ria or just speak to her or just find out whatever you want to, or just to connect, this is her email address. It's uriza.rdb@gmail.com, and I'm going to spell it. It's joriza.rdb@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Ria, for spending your time with us. It was so nice to have you, and I pray that God will bless you as you work with those kids, and that God will do amazing things through you.
It was a privilege. Thank you very much.
And that is the end of our program. I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for joining me on Body Matters, where everybody in the body matters. We'll meet again next Saturday, same time, same frequency, with more great conversation from me, Alana Willifew. Goodbye and stay blessed. Stay tuned for our next program, which is Voice of Change with Lauren Jacobs.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.